It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry is on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the end of October and the beginning of November. We had little snow flurries on Thursday morning here, but I don't think it's going to be the amount of snow that was forecasted. We're ending October with a kind of a chilly day, and the last couple of days have been chilly, so it's a little hard to believe the statistics when we say that the average temperature for the month of October was 6 degrees above normal. There was a weather service had a little note this week saying that this October ranks in the top 10 in 150 years of measuring temperatures at the weather service. Top 10, the warmest forever, all that time. We did not have any super hot days. We did not set any records heat, and we did not go very, very cool. The hottest temperature for the whole month was 75. The low temperature for the month was 26. Now, that's pretty warm for being the low temperatures. I did see ice, and I did see a little bit of snow flurries, a little bit of snow that did fall. However, overall, it's been an autumn month and not a winter month. Precipitation-wise, we continue the pattern that's been developed in September, way below normal. Precipitation for the whole month of October is less than an inch again, and you combine that with what fell in September, the two of them together only got about an inch and a quarter. This is compared to more than 5 inches of normal. So the dry conditions continue. There was a note from the Weather Service this week that was forecasting the winter, and they said that the winter, it looks like it might be above normal precipitation, so we'll see what that has to offer. They also said the temperatures for the winter would be more normal. Now, after what we had last year and the year before, it's a little hard to see what is normal. We are at now 10 hours of daylight. The days continue to get shorter. And with the change of clocks this weekend, it's going to seem even weirder. Right now, we have sunset. We have sunset a little bit before 6 o'clock, about 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. Once we change our clocks on Sunday, that sunset will be about 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. It's going to be a little bit hard to get used to that. But on the other end, we are having sunrises now about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Well, it's going to change to be about 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. So the early mornings will be more bright than they were in the past. Like I say, it takes a little while to get used to that. We are now at the new moon phase, and if we get some clear skies, it's excellent stargazing and worth getting out and taking a look at whatever might be there. Perhaps aurora, perhaps a comet, or just plain good stargazing. The bird migration, Hawk Ridge, continues. They continue to count throughout the month of November. And the birds that are counted now, the ones that are most common are bald eagle, red-tailed hawk, rough-leg hawk. There's also quite a few sharp-shinned hawks still passing over. There is some goshawks, merlins, golden eagles, and if don't forget, at night, we still have a flight of the saw-whet owls coming through. We don't see their statistics as much because their flight is done at night. Nevertheless, the migrations continue. There also is still geese almost every day. I see or hear geese. I've been seeing flocks of ducks. Also, there have been reports of swans, sandhill cranes, so forth, all migrating. And then among the smaller birds, this is the beginning of the finches' time. Finches pretty much take over the most common of the small birds in the wintertime migration. And there's a variety of them. Goldfinches have been migrating through every day, as well as purple finches and pine siskins. Those are all examples of finches that come through. I have been seeing sparrow flocks every day. These sparrow flocks are either juncos or tree sparrows, but there's a few others around. I finally saw this week near my house where I've been out walking, I finally saw some snow buntings, and I did that a couple of times, so I think the snow buntings are going to be starting to show up. They are really cool birds. They are related to the sparrows, and they live in the summertime in the far north in the tundra, and so they're used to being out in the open spaces. So when they come down here, where do they go? They go along fields and sides of roads and so forth, and that's where we usually see them. We don't usually see snow buntings in trees. There's still a lot of white on their body, and when we drive down the road and we scare them up and they fly off, that's what we usually see is that white. And then, of course, we have the residents that will not go away for the winter, the chickadee, nuthatches, various woodpeckers, crow, raven, blue jay, turkeys, grouse, and several kinds of owls. They're still going to be around, so it's going to be always interesting to keep an eye on it. November is really a wonderful month to see what's going to be still around here. I don't start my bird feeder until November. A lot of people keep bird feeders going all year round, but I don't. I usually start it in November, and I expect things are going to happen. What I'm looking forward to is to find out is this going to be a red pole year or not. There have been some reported, but I have yet to see any myself. Some interesting news with mammals this week. I've been watching beavers. They have been working every day, filling their cache for food for the winter. They swim out into the water, and they come back with branches from trees growing along the shore, and they put them in their cache. The cache extends out from the shore quite a ways, and it will stay there. And, of course, when the ice builds up, the ice will freeze everything in place. The beavers will swim under the ice to get to the cache to have food, but they will have food for the winter, and they stay active all winter. They do not hibernate. Meanwhile, on shore, I've been watching the activity of chipmunks. Chipmunks are a ground squirrel, and most ground squirrels do hibernate for the winter. A chipmunk's winter is not a true hibernation. They gather food, they take it into their den, and they keep it stored there, so that when they go to sleep and wake up several times during the winter, they have snacks to eat. And I've been seeing that happening every day. Also of note, this week I watched a family of otters swimming along the side of the lake. I have been seeing them off and on throughout much of the summer, and it looks like the adult and two young have all grown now, and they were swimming along, and they were looking for things for this time of year as well. Squirrels have been out in the yard every day gathering various things for their caches. They will make a cache often. However, many squirrels, if you feed birds, you know that many squirrels seem to rely on our bird feeder for the winter. We have an interesting situation of another rodent, and that is deer mice. I have deer mice that had decided they want to make a home in my mailbox. And so almost every day I got to go out there and clean out the mailbox. The mailboxes, they come right back with a bunch of leaves and fill it full of their home. And no, I would rather not. If I left them there, they would end up chewing our mail. And, you know, the check that you send me from the north, I certainly don't want that chewed up by the deer mice. I also saw this week a muskrat out looking for its food. They do not cache like the beaver do, so they have to keep active, finding places to find food in the winter. Deer have been active in several places along the trails I walk. I saw buck rubs going on. Insects, there still are some insects. Last night I had a light on outside the house, and sure enough, a few moths came to it. I refer to these moths as World Series moths, and yes, the timing was just right with the World Series going on. They fly very late in the season, and they do not find much food at that time, but that's okay. They're not looking for any food. They are just looking for a mate. But it's interesting, when we have these mild temperature nights of 50 degrees, they don't fly. They have to have it colder than that. So last night I saw them out there. There is still, among the trees, there is still some color. I, doing a little driving yesterday, I saw silver maples, weeping willow, and swamp willows. And usually the ones that are still with color this late in the season are some of our non-native plants, such as forsythia. Tamaracks that are out in the swamp and having some color, though most of the needles have dropped by this time. Two other plants of note along the roadside. One is reed canary grass. Reed canary grass is not appreciated by a lot of people because it really just takes over. However, it turns kind of a golden yellow right now, so I think it looks good. The other one is asparagus. This is the same kind of asparagus that we grow in our garden. When it grows in the wild, it grows like to be a big bush-like growth, and it turned yellow gold at this time. There is red out there as well, and I've been seeing red, especially with blackberries along the side of the road where I walk. The blackberries are large, and they have big red leaves still going on. And then there is a tree that hasn't dropped its leaves yet at all that we see around the area, and that's the one we don't appreciate, buckthorn. They keep their leaves, green leaves, still for quite a while. Also in the trees are apples, crab apples, mountain ash, high bush cranberries, hawthorn, and winterberry holly. I saw quite a bit of that this week. In the woods, we are in autwin right now, the time after the leaves fall from the trees and before we get a snow cover. And the woods is wide open. And so if you do some walking, you'll be able to see some green plants that we normally don't see. Mosses at the base of trees are covering rocks and logs on the ground. Stay green all winter, and they are really easy and obvious to see right now, as are club mosses and some ferns, and yes, lichens on the sides of trees. There are a few flowering plants that have green leaves, namely hepatica and pyrola, that are in the woods right now, pretty easy to see as well. What is not easy to see, though, is the fungi. There is not a lot of fungi, not a lot of mushrooms, I should say. There is other kinds of fungi, but not a lot of mushrooms this year being so dry. The kind of fungi that is obvious and easy to see right now is that which sticks out on the side of a tree on kind of a shelf, and they often refer to it as a shelf fungus, and yes, that's out there. They're tough, and they stay there all winter as well. So anyway, it's a good time to get out and take a look around, take a walk. Autwin is a wonderful time to have a walk, so enjoy. Take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Really appreciate it. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.